Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you okay. ready?
So here we go. Welcome everyone to episode number 25 of the Off Center Archers. I'm Anthony.
This is Stephanie.
And this week we had some new parts arrive that we had mentioned before that we were trying to order. So everything showed up, and then also some of the other stuff we've been playing with, a lot of the hunting apps that have been out.
Yeah. Seeing which are kind of worthless to buy and which are actually pretty decent.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that, I mean, in some cases, if we run a combination of two at once, then it's pretty badass.
But the point is to not have to do two at once.
No, I know that's not the point, but it is what it is. So, all right. Well, we did order the True Glow Lockfire. Let me get the name right
there
this time.
Go,
I got it wrong last time.
I'm holding up a sign, too. No, I'm not. But you never know.
The AAE Hawkeye. I ordered the Broning or Boning or however it's pronounced.
Oh, here we go with
Whatever. I'm going to be butchering names. Their peep sight tool. And also the True Glow Versa peep, which allows you to change out the inserts, but I haven't bothered to install that yet. I did install the Lockfire and I did install the Hawkeye. I put the Lockfire on your bow.
Yes.
And I put the Hawkeye on mine. Mm-hmm. One thing I'll say about the Lockfire is that it is. Thing is built like a fucking tank. I mean, it's got some weight to it. Everything is solid as can be on it.
So if it took a fall, like if you dropped your bow for whatever reason.
Oh, you're going to fuck a limb up before you mess up this arrowist, in my opinion.
Well, that's good.
It's strong. It's very, very solid. After reading a bunch of the reviews on it, because a lot of the reviews for it are very, very mixed. You know, you'll look at Amazon, you're going to see 2 stars, 3 stars. You look at other sites where maybe someone who ordered it knows what they were doing, and it's got a 4-star or a 5-star rating.
Yeah, but you know what? Those stars I never really pay attention to because it depends on who's rating it.
Well, they all seem to have the same thing. It's like one guy who installed it said it was firing perfectly, and the guy put a picture of his bow. So, you know, I'm look at that type of shit. So, and then I look at the guys who gave it, you know, 2 stars, and you see the pictures of their bows and the, you know, can you please help me with my problem? And right off the bat, I see they didn't follow the directions. You know, True Glow has it right in the directions. The angle it needs to be at, make sure the string at full draw is pulling the hammer that releases the arrow rest straight back. This way it gets max release and whatnot. And everybody's bows were all set up like they were running a QAD, which you could have it pointed straight down on your down cable. I mean, you could be yanking it literally straight down and nothing would happen. So I think that's like one of the major problems with just people are giving it negative remarks because they're installing it wrong.
So it's more not really for someone, if you're doing it on your own and you're a beginner, it's really not going to be something to do.
No, a beginner can install this thing because it comes with the clamp. So you don't have to weave it into the down cable itself. You can just clamp it right to the cable.
Okay.
But the best thing I would say is have a second set of hands with you.
So it's basically if you can't read.
Yeah, that's where you're going to run into problems. You know, reading is fundamental.
See, you read the directions.
Yes, very much so. But, yeah, I mean, on yours, it went together pretty easily. You know, when we go to the range, since I installed it by myself, I'm just going to have to do a quick adjustment to it just to make sure when you're at full draw, since we don't have a draw board yet, and I'm probably just going to build this one because they're not hard to build. I'll just have you pull it back. I'll adjust the cable to the correct spot that when you're at full draw, it's pulling the hammer straight back, and then I'll just, you know, snug it an extra 1/8 of an inch, retighten the screw.
Yeah, well,
on the
adjusting
clamp.
Is not a big deal.
Yeah, no, it's not. But I can see where people were screwing it up. Like, I was eyeballing it with me pulling your bow back, which is, I don't know, like 5 inches too short of a draw length for me.
Yeah.
But, and going, okay, I see where it has to sit on the cable, moved it close to there, and I said, okay, you know, we're probably going to the range like Tuesday or something like that. So when we're there, I can just quickly say, okay, you know, let's move this up. All right, one more time. And, you know, all right, go tighten the screw down, be done. You know, and it should fire pretty easily. I mean, it's a good arrowist from what I could see so far, but I'll have more information on how it actually, you know, does it function
so far
right, and you'll tell me how it shoots.
So far, it's just insulation right now.
Yeah, the insulation was easy.
Yeah,
the insulation was easy.
As long as you read the directions, let's make that clear.
It's the string angle. that's the big thing for, to make sure that it's going to release correctly, to make sure it drops out of the way, because it's preloaded. It's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay. And then the second one that you put on your bow.
Second one was the Hawkeye, which I put on my bow, which is made by AAE. It's a limb driven setup. So it does pretty much the exact opposite. It's always in tension on the way up. And then when you fire it, your limbs open and smash the rest down. This way it gets out of the way. That one was a bit of a pain in the ass to install, because you have to adjust the rotation and adjust the height. And it was just a lot of things. It was fighting, basically, to not want to like sit straight. You know, I'm used to using limb drivens where you hook them up to the bottom limb. The way this thing is set up, I had to pull it to my top limb to actually make it activate correctly. But, I mean, after it's all said and done, you know, I could see how it's going to work. I put the felt on, the horn, the tail fins, whale fin setup, whatever it's called.
The whale tail?
Whale tail, yes. And, I mean, I could see that it's going to work. I mean, and for the price, you know, I got it for $28 shipped off.
Yeah,
eBay.
So this is more budget friendly.
Oh yeah, well both of them are really budget friendly. I mean, you consider your average QAD like Ultra Rest,
right?
Like a good one, or even a Ripcord. You're okay. Looking at $100. And
so this is
the really good
bargain.
QADs, you're going 140, 150.
Yeah.
You know, the True Glow, we got it for $65 shipped, and then the AAE was $30 shipped on eBay, and it just looked like some dude had got 100 of them, was like, let's sell them for dirt cheap.
Yeah, but you know. Still, if you're starting out, it's good practice putting it on. It's good to try something else out.
Oh, it'll definitely cheaper. Try your patience.
Yeah. Well,
you know.
We have an infant, so I think your patience is already out there.
Right,
window.
Yeah, my patience right now is being tried pretty well. But yeah, I mean, both of them are on the bows right now. I'm probably going to wait until next time to change out the peep sight. Because I still want to order your specialty archery with the clarifier in it to clear up your magnifying.
Now, is that a separate peep altogether with its own
insert?
Yes. Like insert?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not like an insert I could put on any peep
no,
sight.
No. It only goes to theirs.
It has a fit to just this one.
It basically what it is, it's a quarter inch peep sight with threading where it's threaded.
Oh, and you just kind of like screw it on.
You get the insert. And like you right now, you have a 2x magnifier.
Right.
So it's going to be like number 1 to 3 you might need. We're not going to know which one. It depends on the person. It depends on their vision, how
right,
much it clears.
Right.
So we may have end up having to buy multiple ones, which it is what it is.
Do you think it'll mess it up that I have a magnifier on my sight right now?
What do you mean? No, the idea of the clarifier is to clear up what you're looking through on your sight.
Oh, I thought it was another magnifier.
No. What it does is magnification automatically makes everything fucking blurry.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it does. So what it is basically you're looking through a second lens. Like if you were to look through a telescope with only the one lens, it would be like, you know, everything would be fuzzy.
Oh.
But once you add the second lens and it clears itself up, that's what you're basically doing. It's like when you look through a pair of binoculars and you always have to twist the one lens.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the image gets clearer. They, Specialty Archery, makes inserts for these peep sights that does that automatically for you.
You know, I never really even thought about that. The whole thing with like comparing it to a telescope or binoculars or anything.
Binoculars
double lens.
Is probably the best scenario.
Yeah, I mean, but just the whole idea of a double lens.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think of that. I thought it was another magnifier.
No.
I thought it was just my vision that was blurry. Not
no,
the
it'll be
actual...
blurry to anybody. It'll be blurry to anybody.
Okay.
Like they even make it for, they make other ones called verifiers.
Okay.
It's same peep sight. You can get a regular ring like the ones we have now, or you can get one that's hooded so it kind of shades it so
you don't have a glare.
Yeah, you don't have a glare on the clarifier.
Right.
For people who have... Also, have issues looking through their multi-pin sights like we have, you know, the True Glow MicroBright.
Multipass,
yes.
Sorry, we're Fifth Element fans.
Yes, very much so. I told you, there's a lot of hobbies and a lot of nerddom in this house. But what it is basically is you can get ones that they make called clarifiers. And now what the clarifier does is allows you to not only see the pins clear, but whatever you're shooting at clearly.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, they make all these really cool, like, attachments and stuff like that.
How much do those run, anyway?
The peeps are, $26 a piece.
Right.
And then the lenses are, 25 or 26 apiece. So, but they tell you, like, you know, if you have a 2x like yours, it's either going to be lens 1 through 3.
Right.
So,
you know, I also want to try out again because we're talking about the peep sights. The
precision.
Yes.
Well, now that I have that tool, I can do it. I can do it without a press for it, even though I do want to buy a press.
Yeah. But I mean, because with me being pregnant and getting
fatigued.
Yeah.
A lot.
A little bit quicker. Mm-hmm. I want to see if that was making the difference as far as like my vision goes.
Okay. That's fine.
But now, the whole magnifier, now that we're talking about the clearing it up with the second lens.
Right.
Is there a generic lens you can put on any peep sight to do the same?
Not that I've seen so far.
Because with something so like far, that.
From all the stuff that I've read and seen, like vendor wise, Specialty Archery is the only people that make one that has multiple attachments.
Right.
Basically.
Hmm. Too bad they couldn't figure out a way to make a universal part that could fit a disc, like a little lens, like a to any peep sight. Like you can,
right.
Mm-hmm. You can put
I think the problem you'd run into that is you have to be able to center the lens. So like when you get the actual made piece from Specialty Archery, it's in a housing with a center. The lens is perfectly centered.
Oh.
So it's like when we put your magnifying lens on your sight, it was automatically centered in that housing.
Okay.
So if you're trying to get a lens where you can throw it on your peep sight, you know, you're going to have to take everything off, make sure it perfectly matches, probably with a micrometer or something like that to make sure it's dead center. Otherwise, you can like skew your vision.
True.
It would kind of like be giving yourself a false stigmatism in your eye. As you're looking at something, you'd see a wave as you're going to shoot.
Oh, okay.
So,
just a thought.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, so we'll be probably going Tuesday.
While our son's at school, we can go Tuesday or something.
Yeah,
because
they're
like
closed
that.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
And they were closed today. Mm-hmm. And then you slept till 2 on Saturday.
Yep. Because our daughter had me up till 5:30 in the morning. Yes.
Yeah. So probably Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We'll probably be going, and then Yeah, that's all we got in.
Yeah, so far we just have those 4 things. But like I said, I'll wait to do the peep sight for now. I want to get yours in here soon if we can. This way.
The magnifier? No, I mean the clarifier.
Yeah, we're going to see if we can get the Specialty Archery peep plus at least one of the clarifiers in.
Okay.
Because eventually, depending on what I do with this HHA sight, I haven't quite contemplated if I want to keep it yet. Because right now the biggest thing that's bothering me is probably the fact that the housing is 2 inches. But it could be just me, you know, not being used to shooting it and stuff like that. I felt like at the range I was just having a hard time no matter what the hell I did. Trying to make the peep sight and the housing like line up.
Yeah, but you've only really had 2 shooting sessions with it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, the first one was right after we moved. We haven't been shooting in a while because of moving and then having the baby. And I mean, you know, so it's. Give it.
No,
I'd
I'm not going to. No, if I did do it, I would probably go on one of the archery for sale forums because there's a lot of guys that have them or have sight or are interested in that. And if I did, it would be pretty much trade it for the same exact site, but with the smaller housing. Maybe somebody wants the larger one.
Or maybe they want you to send it to them so they can try it out and see if they like
you
it.
Try to do. Hey, how about you send me your site? I'll try it out, and then I'll decide if I want to send you money.
Yeah.
No. I'm still shocked that he even thought that was going to work.
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous.
So, all right. So what else do we have here?
We have the apps. Because
apps, yes.
I know I was... you know how you, like you go into Google Play and it says suggested for you and it says whatever apps that they think you might be interested in.
Right.
Lately, I've been coming across like a lot of the hunting apps and whatnot. So I proposed that we downloaded a bunch and kind of went through some of them to see, you know, which one charges, which one overcharges, which one it has updated stuff, which one would help, which one was really a waste of time. Kind of, because, I mean, anyone can create an app. and post it online. But, you know, only some of them are kind of actually worth it.
Right.
So I know you had a free trial for one of them. I accidentally paid.
Forgot to end your trial?
Yeah, I had a 3-day trial. And this is actually an app that they did 3 days of a free trial. And then after the 3 days, it went back to a standard. You have to buy it before you could even download it.
Right, right.
It's not a, here, try it first. And then if you like it, you can buy it. Or you just can't use it anymore. Which I think is just dumb. I think they should have a free trial for anything that you buy. And then if you like it, then, you know, hey, it's going to cost this much. Either year, month, whatever it is. But this one, I think this one, since I'm going to talk about it anyway, I guess I'll talk about it. Talk about this one first. It's called In Season. And I really... You can go look for it yourself, because I really don't want to mention names of anyone who owns it, because I don't think that's really nice. Because you know what I'm...
Yes, yeah. I know what you're talking about, yes.
So this one was $9.99, and it's only for a year, yes. But this one is the only one that required you to even buy it before you could even download it. So you have to spend the $10 before you even know what it is. I mean, you could have spent $10 on something that just brought up, hey, here's a map, and that's about it. So it basically has your, it'll give you your map. So basically it'll show you where you are currently, or you can put in a different location other than where you are. It has your weather and wind, moon phases, you know, all the generic, I'd say the generic, pretty much, are all the other apps.
Yeah, a lot of the other ones all have wind direction, your scent ring.
Yeah, basically. And then it has big game and small game. So what it is basically you click on, let's say if you click on big game option, it'll ask you your current location or a new location. Let's say you have another spot you want to go to. And it'll tell you, basically, it'll bring up a little menu option, and then the first it'll say any legal weapon, and in our location it brings up deer and bear. And if you click on, let's say, deer, it'll tell you your potential hunting zones, and it'll bring up where you currently are, or your location that you put in, and they'll tell you what zone you're in. So for us, in our state, it's separated by zones for hunting restrictions and game and whatnot.
Well, also, and here too, our zones are from the apps, since we're mentioning the zones. From looking at the apps and a lot of the other states around us, like Georgia and North Carolina, Tennessee, whatever, our zones are gigantic. Everyone else has like little zones.
Yeah, we have 4 zones total.
Four or five, yeah. Something like that.
In the whole state of South Carolina.
Right.
So if you click on where it says, like, what your zone is in, it'll tell you the hunting dates, like, start and finish. It'll tell you what weapon is legal. It'll tell you field orange requirements, basically what you need to wear as far as orange goes, how much of it. It tells you what you're allowed to hunt, male or female. It'll tell you your bag limits. It'll tell you the hours, basically a half hour prior to sunrise to an hour and a half after sunset. And it'll give you restrictions, permits and licensing, all that nice stuff. And it has a link down at the bottom that has learn more. And basically, when you click on it, it'll bring you whether you use your current location or if you're hunting, if you put in a farther location that you plan on going, it'll bring up that area's website, it brought up the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources.
So
it basically brought us to their own website to show more restrictions for all game and whatnot. And that's basically all this app is. You know, it can go through, like that one, it was any legal weapon, then it breaks down archery, which animals are in archery, and then it goes archery, no muzzleloader, and then goes down to gun, and that's all that's in this section. So, I have to say this one, and I mean small game, same thing. It, you know, it Except small game includes dogs, no weapon. So if you're hunting rabbit, fox, or quail, it includes those under if you're hunting with dogs. And I don't really see us ever hunting with dogs.
No, we probably won't. I mean, if we have the opportunity, you never know.
Yeah, if someone else brought them home. Because I clean up enough human poop. I don't want to clean up dog poop. But, you know, that's basically what this app has. So, I guess, I don't know. I don't like the fact that... The negative is the fact that you have to pay before you can kind of fiddle with it.
Right.
Or even download it. I think that's just kind of unfair to ask people to do. It has your basics, map, weather, wind, moon, you know, and it gives you all the regulations, which is good. Especially if you're not familiar with them. On the other hand, though, as far as regulations, if you need to find out about them, you should be finding out before you go out, not when you're in the middle of trying to hunt, because that's kind of ridiculous. But I guess there are people that do that.
Very much, yes.
And so, I mean, this is stuff you can find out sitting at home. You go to the state's website, whatever state you're in, whatever website they direct you to go to. And you can find out all the information beforehand so you know, okay, what you can and cannot do. And you're not trying to do that while you're out and about. So I personally don't think this is more like a free app. This should be a free.
Well, I think
like a 99-cent kind of thing. Honestly, it's everything that you, besides the weather and map,
right,
is basically everything that you have to be looking at before you leave.
Well, it's also like what we said, you know, in the beginning, that some of them, if you were to put two apps working together, then they'd work great. And it's basically eliminating more than
yeah,
multiple
but
maps.
I don't think it's, I don't know. Taking in all the factors, I should say, then this one's not really on my top lists of ones that I liked, I should say. So, but that one was called In Season. So, and if you miss the trial period, then, and you're probably a stickler on paying for stuff, then you're probably not going to download it, to tell you the truth. Because we found some other free ones that let you try it out free, and then they give you the option, like, okay, if you want to upgrade.
Yeah, there's several of them that are like that.
All right, so that's the first one. Do you want to do another one?
One of the ones I downloaded was Onyx, which is the big one that everyone seems to have.
Say the full name.
It's Onyx Hunting.
Onyx Hunt.
Yeah.
There you go. So they know what they're looking for.
Whichever.
Whatever.
Most people you mention Onyx Maps, they know what you're talking about. I mean, it's a really good app. The only thing I have noticed, just from looking through everything that is on here and zooming in on our area by itself, is the fact that the map is out of date. There'll be another app that we'll mention here in a couple minutes, and actually even the one I think you have. There's a lot right next door to where we live that one of the big home builders is building on right now. Mm-hmm. And right now on X Maps, it shows it's still completely wooded. And there's no woods there whatsoever.
And they've been building there.
Yeah, they've
been
building
there for a
while. It's been
at least a year. Because I know Google, with their Google Earth,
right,
it's like a year usually before, right, you have to give it a year minimum before it updates.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they've been building on that for at least a year because they already have houses up. So by the time permitting and the trees are down and you get everyone in there and you do surveying and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Then, yeah.
But, yeah, the map is not up to date with what goes on right now. And even looking through the South Carolina book for all the hunting information and zones and whatnot, it doesn't even correctly match what's going on right now with our wildlife management areas.
Right.
It is out of date. But otherwise, I mean, it really does have a lot of good qualities to it. It does show all the private land is completely outlined if you pick that layer of the map to be on. They really do need to, in my opinion, mark the wildlife management areas a little bit better, because right now it just shows everything's a state park. So it actually doesn't technically list it as wildlife management, which there are a lot of sections within a half hour drive.
Right.
That there's a lot of wildlife management areas. Other than that, I mean, they really do need to update the map. You know.
But wasn't that the only really downfall for that one?
It pretty much is. I mean, it's got all of our zones completely defined for the entire state. It's got the option, if you say you're going to, like, go hunting in zone one, you don't even need a cell signal. You can pretty much
so you could download it offline. Grid
and save the entire map and go completely offline.
Which is helpful.
Which is good. So it'll only be running GPS and won't be looking for a data signal, whatever.
I like the little waypoints you can put.
Yeah, you can set your waypoints. You can do tools for measuring.
Yeah, you can do distance. You can point, like, point A to point B, and it'll tell you how many feet.
How far it is. It also gives you, you know, like, right now where we live, it even shows our elevation that we are 804 feet above sea level. So, I mean, there's a lot of really good stuff that's involved in this. And it just needs some updating. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, because really land can change as far as restrictions go within a year, let's just say a year. Right. And if you don't know about those restrictions, if it goes one way or the other, then that's not really a good thing to be walking into.
Right, and there's also, you know, the tracker portion, so you pretty much can't get lost. It'll track you the entire time you're walking or whatever you're doing through the woods. This way you're literally able to backtrack yourself 100% on the way out so you don't get lost.
Yeah, it'll show you distance, speed.
Right, distance, speed, time, whichever. But it is, I mean, it really is a high-quality app. Pricing is a little high for everything. You know, you're talking a state for a year is $30. And then if you want the entire country unlocked, it's $100 a year.
Or $15 a month.
Or $15 a month, right. You can do
Yeah, that's payment. It's a little steep, especially if a map is not being updated properly. I mean, if you're paying for something, you want it to be updated at least.
Well, the only thing that I will say when it comes to a lot of this too is, like, if you do National View and stuff like that and get out of the state layer, there's a lot of, you know, parks and recreation outlines, trails, water sources. So they do have a lot of stuff that's set into this app that's kind of, like we said, eliminates a lot of other stuff. Right. Now, they even have the Rocky Mountain.
Oh, yeah, I just noticed that. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
Mm-hmm. They have their refuge on here. So
it's really good.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's in this app, and it's probably the reason why it is pretty much considered the top, you know, hunting app that everyone can have.
Considered by who? Whom?
That's all I ever hear is people using this crap all the time.
Whom?
I mean, whom?
Who you been talking to?
I watch enough YouTube videos of people hunting.
I mean, I put them under the spotlight.
Yeah, that's like, who have you been talking to? If I actually do it hunting most time, it's probably not another woman, honey.
I love it. No, actually, no, that's not even what I was pointing at.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just trying to be jealous.
No, not even close. Yeah. Not even close. Please.
Okay, so what other app do you have?
Or let's see.
The next one we both have.
So I have another one. It's called HuntWise. Did you download that one?
No, that one I don't have.
Okay. Well, way to be on point with everything. Way to be prepared.
Two of them are good. So, go.
Anyway, it's called HuntWise. Do you need the name to put in to download it so you know what I'm talking about? Do you want to download this now?
Husband and wife podcast. You just hear the shit talking right over the microphone.
Please. So this one is actually pretty cool because the beginning screen that when you first open the app, and this one is free to download. It doesn't have an initial amount you have to pay for. It brings you to the first menu, and it's pretty much an Instagram for hunting. Because it's all pictures of people hunting with their kills. Look at that one. It has a picture of a deer being gutted.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, did,
so,
what, he take a really bad shot and rip its throat out?
No.
That's what, or it looks maybe. Like.
Wait, oh.
Looks like something got whacked with a big-ass rifle right in the middle of, like, a it's a doe, correct? Yes? No?
Hold on, I exited out of the picture? I don't know. Oh. No, it's not. It's a very young buck.
Okay.
Anyway, but the top of the picture is cut off, so I can't see how big the rest of everything is. Anywho, so it's kind of like an Instagram for just hunting. It's just everyone taking pictures of their kills, their whatever weapon of choice they're using. Some have pictures of some of their wall mounts, you know, but that's all it is just pictures of other hunters. So, oh, you have it downloaded now?
Yes, I have it downloaded okay. now. No, it just, the first picture that popped up is a teenage girl with her buck, which reminds me of something. So don't let me lose that, 'cause I want to talk about that. Okay. That's something that freaking absolutely pissed me off.
All right, well, we'll come back around to that.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? I don't think you have to be worried about anyone getting harassed on here, which we'll loop back to.
Yes, exactly.
But because everyone is on here for the same reason. Unless you have someone specifically that doesn't like this, that knows about this, that specifically downloaded it just to harass people.
Well, which is what a lot of people do.
A bunch of a-holes.
Gotta be a troll.
So I thought that was kind of a cool little feature. And then another menu is, it goes for a search for gear. So it'll actually show you different products of the week that they found. Recommended gear, Yeti's on here. It'll have another menu for broadheads and points. It'll basically just give you prices, and then if you click on them, you can actually buy it from this app. So, then they sell, you know, everything, clothing, let's see, scent, eliminator, end scent, tree stands, blinds, knocks, let's see, nocturnals. Oh, little onesies. If you have kids like us, they even have little kid clothing. Little onesie that says,
oh, nice.
Hunter on it. That's cute. The people who have kids will appreciate that. And, you know, knives. So it's basically, you know, Mountain Ops is on here. There's a link for Mountain Ops. Trail cameras. So basically everything, gear, clothing, you know, et cetera, that you would need when you go out. So that's on there too. You can buy directly from them. I don't know about pricing yet, if they give you a better deal through the app, because I really haven't went through and researched like prices on this compared to others. But I think I'm going to take a look. I'll take a look at what other stores and online are selling some of this stuff for. And I'll find out if this stuff is a deal. Like a deal over versus going into a store or versus ordering it online on eBay or, you know, I'm good at finding stuff like that.
Yeah, you are.
So
it's very true.
By our next podcast, I'll let everyone know if this stuff is actually like decently cheaper, same price, or if it's really not.
I think the good thing about it, it's like, you know, you get to show off what you did.
Yeah, I like that. I like that little feed of pictures.
Yeah, it's got a feed of pictures. I mean, even
I thought that was pretty nifty.
You know, it's like, you know, my first kill or my first buck or whatever. I mean, it's nice. You get to showcase your something somewhere where you're with your own group, I guess, is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
So you ain't got to deal with anyone being a hater on you or, you know,
people who are of the same interests.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, let's see, it has another menu. This one is, it tells you the weather, highs and lows for the day. It's your generic weather, you know, high of, low of, you know, cloudy, sunny, whatever. And it'll tell you the best time to hunt, what hour. And If you upgrade to pro, you can view the peak kill time of the week. So I don't have the pro of this one. You know, I just downloaded it, so I don't know how that looks. Then it has your map. You can do a free trial where it basically, it'll divide public and private boundary lines and owner names for the actual property. So it'll tell you who on paper owns them. And that is also with the pro version. And I've been really horrible with canceling free trials, so I really don't feel like getting charged for another one. So I couldn't tell you. But this one...
You had a little moniker next to your name, too, that says pro if you are a pro member.
Yeah. And this one is $50 a year. So if this is something... What really? Was that look for? Yeah.
Okay.
In this one, but this one does allow you to do... So if you're interested in what the pro is, you can do a free 7-day trial of the pro before you actually buy it.
Wow. No, I'm looking through some
really
of
good.
These,
which is
these
really,
prices
really good.
On here. I mean, the prices are good.
Are they?
Yeah,
I can't tell offhand.
This Gerber knife is... I've seen this Gerber knife in Walmart for $30, and they got it on here for $9. Or not $9.99, $10. So,
well, they have the Rage Hypodermic Standard broadheads on here. Do you know how much they are offhand?
For a 3-pack? Normally like $40.
Okay, so this one was $44.99.
Yeah, but they're normally $45. Yeah.
Per 3.
Right.
Sold by Cabela's. Okay, so I see how this is going. I think this is actually selling through actual other main companies, and they might be doing deals on maybe overstock to try and get rid of them for the new season, because you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's out of season, then it's no longer a great seller. But either way, getting back to that pro, it gives you the option for the free 7-day trial, which is good. So before you spend $50, you can actually putz around for the 7 days and see if you like it or if you don't want it. Okay, it does have the map on here. The actual, it has like a little compass on it too. Shows you which way you're pointed. And let's see. And the last one is just your profile. So, I mean, this one actually has more of a broad range of options. Well, not options, like menu options, menu items, I should say.
Yeah.
Because this is the only app that I found that actually has the spot for the pictures, that has the marketplace for pricing, you know, for the option to actually buy it, plus the map, plus the weather. Mm-hmm. But weather is so generic that you can get weather on basically any app that you download.
This is actually kind of funny. I mean, because even I'm like behind since you already had this app before me, and I'm looking at it now.
Because someone's not prepared.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a little unprepared for this one. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about this one.
Yeah, I told you about this one.
I forgot. I like the fact that it's not stars, that it's like 4.5 deer.
Oh, yeah.
It's a buck symbol, so it's like, you know, Saturday, 7 a.m. It's going to be nice and cool, a little bit of rain. You got a four bucks chance of $4 out of $5 and a chance of getting a deer. So that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, even if you download it, just look at the bucks.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that one is actually my kind of leaning toward my favorite one because it has more to it. It's kind of more entertaining. If you're gonna download an app, it might as well just be entertaining too. All right, then you want to go to the next one? Next one.
What are we doing next?
The hunt stand. I'm not even going to mention the other one because it's not really... Do you want to mention that one?
Which one was the other one?
Scout I know hunt look?
Stand. No.
No, I'm not even going to bother.
Not even bother. Next one is hunt stand, which is another one of the big ones that everyone seems to have just because it gives you, I had mentioned before, like your scent ring. It will actually determine... What's the bad spot for you to be facing for you, depending on which way the wind is coming from? Because as most people know, you should be technically hunting with the wind at your face. So, what?
Depends on which way you're looking.
Well, you want the wind at your face.
In comparison to what you're hunting.
Whichever. Jeez.
So if they're behind you and the wind is at your face, then you're really in the wrong spot.
Okay, whatever. I think the thing I like, this also has the free option and the, you know, going ad free option, which it's quite cheap to go ad free. I think it was what, $6 a year?
Yeah.
So yeah, $5.99 a year plus tax, so you're looking at $6.50, so it's nice and cheap. So this thing does the same thing, gives you the weather, gives you your visibility. And I think one of the coolest things I like about this one is the fact that it gives you task items. So you can physically like click, okay, there was a deer here, mark it. You can mark where your sightings were. You can mark the location where you actually harvested the animal from.
Oh, yeah.
And whatnot. That's right. And, you know, if you have friends that are also on hunt stand, you guys can like link up. You can see where your friend is. So, you know, let's not shoot in the direction of my buddy. So, I think it's a cool feature. It kind of gives you an idea of where other people are, you know, especially if you're in another area, where there is possibly multiple hunters. You know, it could be kind of like almost a safety precaution that everyone happens to have this on and happens to be signed in.
Right.
You know, because Joe Blow's on your right and dumbass Dave's on your left and no one gets shot in the end. Because everyone heard that commercial about the employee's named Dave.
No, I haven't heard that commercial.
What? No? Oh, actually, that commercial's not down here. It was for when we lived in New York for HudsonValleyHelpWanted.com. They basically call out that everyone named Dave is an idiot. So, And if anyone named Dave listening to this, it's not offense to you. It is a funny-ass commercial. You might want to listen to it because I've worked with two mechanics named Dave, and they kind of fit the bill. So,
oh, look, they got a little thing for Carbon TV, too.
Yes, yes. I believe, actually, they're sponsored by Carbon TV, which is good. I mean, their channel's cool. I mean, I've watched a couple videos from Cam on there and whatnot. They did a whole sequence on Cam. Now, the other thing, so, like, you got two, in my opinion, now three good apps for hunters. I mean, OnX is really good, just needs some updating, like I said, with the map. Hunt-wise, that's right? Hunt-wise?
Or yeah, hunt-wise.
Hunt-wise, which is cool. I mean, you get to be in your, you know, your group and, you know, post your pictures of your harvest, and it does have the compass and all of that stuff on it also, so, which is cool, so you know where you are. I mean,
and then Hunt Stand.
And then, yeah, and Hunt Stand are probably the three I like so far the most out of all the apps that I've been looking through. There are other ones. Keep in mind also that we are using Android phones only. There are ones also that I was looking up that we can't download because they're made for iPhone only. There's, for anyone who is listening to this on an iPhone, you guys also have one called Archery Pal. And what Archery Pal basically does is it allows you to input your arrow weight, your arrow length, spine you're using, and it pretty much can do all the calculations for you. It could give you a recommended tip size, and pretty much any kind of math equation you need to do.
Wait, but didn't you already have an app like that downloaded for
I had it for guns. I had a ballistic one for guns.
Oh no, maybe it was for...
And the one I did have for Android, all it showed was your momentum. How many foot-pounds of momentum your arrow is pushing per inch.
Oh,
because
okay.
For a big game, like, they kind of recommend like 65 pounds.
Right.
So, which is bigger than deer, you know, elk, bears, like big-ass animals.
Right.
Mooses. I wanted to see what my bear was doing between my carbon arrows that I had and also the FMJs. And then I ran the same numbers for the inertia, which the inertia absolutely blows the bear out of the water. So, but it's also a boat that's 30 feet per second faster.
Right.
So, now do you remember last week, when we did the last podcast, did I talk about the situation with Mike up in Jersey?
Ooh, you're trying to tap into my memory.
I also tapped. Trying to text two people that I know who listened to the podcast last week, and my dumbass forgot one is already sleeping because he wakes up at the ass crack of dawn for work, and the other one is probably passed out also.
I don't see. I don't remember. It depends on when. Did this all happen before?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
That's why
so.
I'm wondering if I mentioned it or not. And
You know what? I guess it doesn't hurt to if you're saying it again, then.
no, I'm just, I don't want to repeat myself. That's the idea.
Then maybe we cannot mention it.
Yeah,
So then, if
well.
you didn't mention it last time, then it keeps people wondering what you're talking about. So then we'll just mention it in the next one, and then they'll just have to listen to the next one to figure it out.
Okay, that's fine.
Suspense.
Suspense.
Unless we already talked about it, then it's nothing new.
Yeah, then I'll just apologize in the next one and say I'm a dumb old ass and I forgot.
You're retarded.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah, it's fine.
So, okay.
So to be continued.
This is to be continued. We are going to the range this week. Probably it is Sunday right now, so figure Tuesday because that's when the
Tuesday.
range is open. We will be
Yes.
going back to Saluda River Archery. Just because we like those guys, and we said it in the last podcast.
Yep.
Then we got our membership and whatnot. Still want to try out the outdoor range, but we'll see when that happens.
Did we find out where it is?
He told me where it was, and I forgot.
Yeah, we'll just ask again.
Yeah, that's gonna be like something that we're just gonna have to go on a completely separate day after we make sure these arrow rests are fine.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
that's fine
So. Other than that, I'm pretty good. So our picks, but my picks for the apps are gonna be Onyx. Obviously, just need some updating on the map.
I like Huntwise.
Huntwise is cool. Just, I mean, because it gives you're in with the group of hunters, and then also Huntstand.
That's the cheapest.
The Huntstand is the cheapest and pretty. It has a
Yeah.
lot. Like I said, you can mark where your animals are
But
and what you saw
again,
and whatnot.
they all are free to download. They
Right.
all give you the option of a free trial on the Pro Editions.
Right, Onyx right now is running a 7-day trial.
Yeah. So, it's nice to be able to try something out before you spend that money on an app.
but also remember, folks, like we said, some of these might need updates. So always refer to your state's guidelines, any updates to your wildlife management areas, new safety regulations, and so on. Because, like Steph even said, sometimes Google takes a year to update a map, so stuff might not be correct right now.
Yep.
Land might have changed ownership and whatnot, so always refer to your state guidelines.
Don't wander onto someone else's property and get shot
Because getting shot with like rock salt really sucks.
in the ass.
Well, whatever, just getting shot by it in general hurts. I've had it happen. It sucks. So,
Derelict.
yeah, that's what happens.
Jesus
wander
Christ.
on the wander on the wrong farm in Delaware, New York, and hey.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even give you a warning shot, just says hey and pulls the trigger. Like, look at me.
So if you're trying to run away from him, are you sure you didn't get hit in the ass?
No, I didn't get hit in the ass. I got shot in the chest. Fucking pulled a piece of salt out of my cheek and out of my ribs.
This wasn't a sandbag.
That would have probably hurt less.
You think?
You ever get salt or something on a wound? It kind of sucks. Sugar is what you pour in a wound to make it stop bleeding, not salt. Salt is when you want to make someone cry.
Anyway.
Anyway, so now that we're bickering on a
Not really.
podcast. So, all right. So we will have another podcast coming up here quite soon, probably by next weekend, I'd say, because we have stuff planned for this week to do to add to this.
Yeah.
So, all right. So everyone, have fun, be safe. Have good luck hunting because it is hunting season pretty much all over the entire United States. Make sure you have something orange on you so some dumbass doesn't think you're a deer coming out of a bush. And have a nice week.